It's time.
Yes, I have one more question, but I forgot it.
The emergency break of the week.
Oh, no. So, I guess I'd like...
Call me later, group.
All right,
that moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
The white man and the black man are more advanced... Or the white man is more advanced than the black man or than the...
No.
Good Lord.
You're the most confused human being. I don't know what the hell you're saying.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
It is 7:57 on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket. This is the Shake Joint. We are in for the musers who are on holiday vacation.
Yeah, okay.
And we're getting funny texts from Mike Ducey.
Look, I know that the Nile is a river. I guess what I'm saying is I imagine Junior, like, in the jungle, biking alongside a river and then posting up camp next to the river. And then I imagine him at times having to put his bike in a canoe and going across the river.
So instead of an aerodynamic bike helmet, he's got like a safari hat?
Right. Like he's an all-terrain human. And then when he gets in the water, he has to wear those pants that are so tight that you can't get any sort of critters crawling up in you.
Yes, that could be an issue in the Nile. All right, 888-787-1310 is the phone number. E-Break, as always, decided by the P1 vote. As always, three nominees, and we start off with... an editor of a magazine. He is a E-Break hero of yesteryear. He is one half of the T-Box on Saturday mornings with Rick Arnett. It is the great Craig Rosengarten. Just a power of 2012, 2013. He's had a bit of a down 2015, but a late entry here.
Can I ask a question before we play this? Does this come from us? Does this come to us from Cars and Coffee or whatever event you guys... Not Cars and Coffee, but the
Avid Golfer event.
Okay. I've been made aware of some details of the Avid Golfer event that might have led to... There may or may not have been a Bloody Mary machine, right?
Well, really?
But it is Craig Rosenbrose at the same time. He's not exactly
even on water,
high-quality broadcaster.
Whoa! He doesn't need PEDs, is what you're saying.
No. Right. So here's Rosen, his entry.
If I had the opportunity to represent my country in any freaking thing, I would.
Not in the PGA Tour.
In anything. Nah. If they had tiddlywinks, I'm in. If I got to represent my country, I'm doing it.
And you know why?
I'm going to do it with such vig and vigor and enthusiasm and passion.
Yeah.
Vig and vigor, not right?
I'm going to say.
What is it?
Yeah, vim and vigor. Yeah.
Vim and vigor, really?
Uh-huh.
Vim.
Yeah. Go with it. They know.
And I was on a freaking roll, too.
They're full of vim.
I really screwed that up.
Poor Craig. He got redemption last week on Rick Arnett, and now he's right back in the doghouse.
Oh, man. I was
There's a lot going on there because in the background you can hear Rick go, Vig. Vig.
I was hoping for a Vigor Fit reference, but
oh no,
I guess not.
He always sounds like he's ramping up to one every time he talks.
Yeah, just wait. I could tell right out of the gate there. That might be.
He actually
bias.
Did have two Saturday. That's the one I picked, but we could throw out the other
can
one.
Can we hear
two.
That?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah.
Please.
Combo platter.
Did we feed the dog? Did she eat it up right away?
There we go.
She looks happy. God, that tongue just cracks me up. That's such a cartoon dog. It really is. It's a great character.
If she didn't have a litter, I'd take her home.
But
she's got a litter somewhere because she's got giant nipples or teeth. What are they?
Whoa.
What? She does. She's got giant... Why is that funny?
We could ask this fine young lady over here if you have giant whatever you just said, does that mean you're caring? Sometimes, man.
Oh my.
Well, what how would you have said it?
That is awesome. Sounds like it was a real time to be alive.
That's why we call him Johnny E-Break.
Oh, my goodness.
Or teats or whatever.
Like I said, a down year, but boy, you're going to talk about
awesome.
Sending a message to your fan base.
And you know what? I would never try to use the term vim and vigor because it's an expression I don't understand. Vigor, sure, but I mean, I would just stay away from that one so as to
so
not...
So is vim a term used in yesteryear? I don't hear that
in
very
days
often.
Of yore.
In days of yore, yeah.
Like maybe 1920s reporter guy would drop a
vim and vigor.
Didn't he star in Fast and the Furious?
Moving on. Our
it hasn't landed.
No.
It's not Sunday morning, Jake.
Yeah. Take your one.
Oh,
out
it
of
landed
here.
In here. I got it.
Number two. So I guess we have to submit both. We have to submit both Rosens. Those were so good. Our second
Vin
entry.
Diesel.
It's Cray Tray, the morning board op for the Musers. The first half hour, he works overnight. He's a friend to all of us, and sometimes
he's a great kid, but
sometimes things go amiss when the Musers begin their show at 5:30, and I believe this happened on Monday morning.
1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Hello? Unbelievable. Get his mic up. What does that mean? Now try. All right. It's 5:35 and Junior's got to find a working microphone. He's swinging around this other mama bear to see if it works. It's up and
hey, good morning. It's my bad. I had it on a different channel for some reason. I should have checked that. My fault.
All right.
Thank you.
Go on with the show.
Hang in there, Cray Trey.
Now it is 5:36. We just wasted 1 minute of precious airtime.
Oh,
but it is 5:36 wow. On America's favorite radio stations.
Boy, the scorn of June's on the board up.
It is piercing.
It is.
Wow.
It's menacing.
You get that look and it just goes right through you.
Boy.
Can I ask why the mics at 5 a.m. would have been out of program one? Is that a weird question?
I think it's a valid question. I don't know why. Maybe they were recording something from in there the night before.
What if?
And somebody forgot to put it back.
Maybe the Tuesday Dallas, morning?
Maybe the Dallas
Stars
minute.
Yeah, it would Tuesday morning because that was Trey's first day back.
Yeah, what if I may have done that Monday night.
Oh, no, wow. Justin.
Wait a minute.
You should ask for legal representation and stayed quiet.
Because I did top 10 one day. I don't want to leave Trey hanging out to dry. I think I was in there just like a little kid hitting the buttons, and I must have forgot to put that one back.
So if he wins, are you going to take ownership of this emergency break?
He still should have checked it. Sorry, Trey.
Oh, come on. No,
this is true. He should still have checked it, but
there's no way everybody who comes to the board checks every one of those single little settings that have to be right. You just assume that everybody has it.
This is true. You play with stuff, you put it back the way you found it.
You know what happens when you assume, Jake?
Oh, my gosh, Grandpa.
And our third submission
outside of you and me
is the man that normally sits in this chair. It's International Chirp Chirp. It's Joyce Durham.
And 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Sports? Okay. What's going on? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Oh, okay.
You're live on radio.
Hear myself. Oh.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, the Climate Evangelista Eye Center. It's a great place to go this holiday season if you're
And we were witness to that one, Jeremy. I don't know what happened. Is the headphones just short out?
I guess he thought he wasn't on the air, but he totally was. And given what happened earlier in the day, I can understand his confusion a little more. I wasn't aware of that.
That was the same day. That's right. But he gets that big old Jeb grin.
The big cow eyes. Like,
yeah.
What's going on?
So there are your three nominees this week. 888-787-1310 for the vote. It's Craig Rosengarten of the T-Box, Overnight Board Op Cray Trey Mitchell, and Commander Dunham. Let's go to the phones and start the voting at 888-787-1310. Hi, you're voting for the emergency break of the week.
Yes, I want to vote for a candidate that wasn't on the ballot. I want to vote for Channel 8 and the way they disrupted Corby's running and that marathon that prevented more children from getting more money. That should be a viable candidate.
You know, we didn't even think about that one, but did you hear what happened there?
No.
So Corby, Junes, Hawkeye, and a number of broadcasters, including Mark Folliwell, they were running the marathon, and they were doing sort of a tag team thing. And one of the Channel 8 reporters wanted to grab Corby during the race and talk to him for 2 minutes, and they lost ground. So, because everybody they passed, they raised more money for charity.
So a couple kids got the medicine they needed, and a couple more didn't because the news
Good
needed
morning.
To make a story.
Yes. Go ahead, sir. Who are you voting for on the e-break?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you there. Should I do a minute of silence for Cray Trey?
No, you're good. Is that a vote, though?
It counts as a vote.
That's a vote, and I'd like to wish you guys a Merry Christmas and a Happy Vaginal Slice Porn Party.
Oh,
thank you.
There it is.
Same to you.
So you know it's real.
Hi, you're on the emergency break of the week.
Yes, this is Jesse Jackson, and I'd like to vote for Vaginal Slice Porn Party.
Hey, midstream.
All right, hi, you're on the e-break.
I want to vote for the Peak with Vig and Vigor.
So that's a Craig Rosengarten vote. Hi. You're voting on the emergency break of the week.
I'd like to responsibly vote for Rosen.
So that's two votes for Rosen. Trey at one and Jub has zero. Thank you for your vote. Please vote responsibly, sir or madam.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I. Rest in peace, Logan Gourley.
Ooh, wow.
Logan Gourley
shouts.
Reference. But not an official vote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I want to vote on that E-break.
All right, Avery.
Oh, Avery, hey.
I want to vote for Fernando for being gay and having AIDS. That's enough to ruin everybody's holiday. Merry Christmas. God bless you. Happy New Year. And we see you next year. If I can.
It's a weird call.
A really weird call. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Oh. Hey, buddy, you still slamming ass?
What's next?
Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I'm not a medical professional, but I believe the term is teats.
That's a third vote for Craig Rosengarten, two away from a
That's
victory.
That's not a word.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves and Matt Castle, who had the better passing technique? I just...
Well, see, this is an important question, sir. It depends on whether you're asking about Shane Falco...
Or Johnny Utah.
Or Johnny Utah, because Shane Falco is actually a pretty polished passer. All we ever saw out of Utah was beach football passing.
Not in the Sugar Bowl.
So it's tough.
Shane Falco.
Right.
We didn't have it that day.
I'm going to go Falco over Castle.
Yeah.
The Cowboys would have won more games if they got Keanu Reeves as Shane Falco to start at quarterback.
And honestly, we
got to keep going.
We have more tape on Falco as well. Hi, you're on the ticket.
April Fools, I'm back. Starts getting bad.
We got a winner, don't we?
Nah, we're one away. That is 4-1 to Trey and 0 for the Jubinator. Hi, you're on the ticket. Go ahead and vote. How we doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, great.
What's up?
I just wanted to say that Joseph A. Letitia is my leader, along with David Robinson also.
Milkman.
Okay, and DRA. Very good.
I appreciate it. Bring back the hot spot, and that's all I got.
Oh,
the hot spot. Hi, you're voting on the E-break.
Let the callers go that long.
Yeah, I'll take the Nickelodeon one.
All right,
and
thank you.
We have a winner. Craig,
I win!
Rosengarten, another E-break, gets one in before the end of 2015, and pick whichever one you want there, Jer.
Did we feed the dog? Did she eat it up right away?
There we go.
She looks happy. God, that tongue just cracks me up. That's such a cartoon dog. It really is. It's a great character.
If she didn't have a litter, I'd take her home. But she's got a litter somewhere because she's got giant nipples. Or teats. What are they?
Whoa.
What? She does. She's got giant... Why? Why is that funny?
We could ask this fine young lady over here if you have giant whatever you just said. Does that mean you're... You're caring. Sometimes, man.
Well, what? How would you have said it?
Prominent.
Prominent?
Yeah.
Prominent what?
Udders.
Udders.
That's not better.
How about Craig? Or how about Rick pointing out some girl in the crowd?
Yeah, like I said,
they're
Bloody Marys.
Swirling their celery sticks.
Well, there's the break. Coming up next, Jake has beef with me in the game of baseball, and we want your P1 interaction. Next.
I win!